Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
This episode is sponsored by Wayfair. My home is a canvas for expressing myself and what matters to my family. Whether it's through art or furniture, Wayfair makes it easy to bring that vision to life with everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. We just hung the Sabine metal curved oval mirror in our dining room, and it's like the room took a deep breath and suddenly feels like itself. Every style is welcome in the Wayfairhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Lazy Genius Podcast. I'm Kendra, and I'm here to help you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. Today's episode is number 68, The Lazy Genius Tries New Things. It's going to be short and sweet, and I hope that by the end you're encouraged to explore your own new thing. This is actually the last episode of the summer. I'll be back on Monday, August the 6th with new episodes. But last year, I took a few weeks off during the summer, and it was such an important step I didn't know that I needed. So rather than look at that time as like a fun thing that happened that once, I'm building it into our time together this year too. If you are new here, I hope you go back and listen to some older episodes and feel encouraged in lots of ways over your summer. But I wanted to tell you a little bit about what my summer will look like and part of why I'm taking a break again. I'm doing two super new things, and I want to bring you along with me. If you follow me on Instagram, you might have seen me posting about the 100 Day Project. It's an informal but lovely Instagram challenge where you do something creative for 100 days. I've watched one of my favorite follows, Elise Joy. She's great on Instagram if you want to follow her. She's done her 100 Day Project for a couple of years, and it's always so inspiring. But I'm not super crafty. I don't get a lot of joy out of creating things that are visible. But this year, I thought I'd try something new. I've always been fascinated with watercolors. I even took a watercolor class a few years ago at a local community center, but I didn't really stick with it. So when the 100 Day Project rolled around, I honestly wanted to bake something every day for 100 days because baking is my lifeblood, but it felt incredibly daunting to my time and my budget to make that kind of commitment to bake something every single day. Instead, I decided to do 100 days of watercolor baking. Today is day 77, y'all. I have been painting donuts and cakes for 77 days. It's amazing. But here's the thing about new things. I usually don't try them. To my own disadvantage, I'm on team don't try something new unless you'll be great at it. Anybody else like that? I didn't play sports in school because I knew I wasn't great. I quit the debate team because I wasn't the best debater at my school and I didn't want to be embarrassed by not being the best. I never learned to roller skate because I fell a few times when I was first learning, like everybody does. And I decided it wasn't for me. As like a third grader, I'm not great at failing. So for most of my life, I would resist putting myself in any new situation where failure might happen. That is no way to live, y'all. And I didn't want my inexperience with watercolor to keep me from trying something new. It was like dipping my toe into the waters of failure. Especially since I share those paintings every day on Instagram. Some I have loved, others I would like to burn. But I hear that's how it is with creativity. Who knew? You have to make a lot of crap for good to come out. Which leads me to one of the reasons we're taking a break this summer. I'm writing a book proposal, which I've mentioned before. Y'all, it is so exciting and it is also terrifying because it's new. I've never written a book proposal before. And then a book proposal leads to writing a book, which I've definitely never done before. I've thought about it for years, but it's still incredibly new. I think if I had just jumped into the process a couple of years ago, I'd feel differently about it now. I wouldn't be as willing to try something so huge and so new. But I've been practicing new things in tiny ways. This 100 days of watercolor baking has been a stepping stone that I didn't really know that I needed. Even the bad paintings teach me something that makes the next one better. The same is true of all new things. Trying something new, even if you're terrible, gives you the courage to try a new thing you actually do care about, that you do want to do well. I don't want to spend the hours and hours and hours it takes to write a book just to have it be meh, you know? And I care about you too much to let that happen, because this book is for you. Still, trying other new things in a completely different area of life, it kind of gives me courage to try the new thing that matters a lot. So what about you? Is there a new skill or a new adventure or a new project you want to pursue, but you just haven't? You could be afraid or nervous for a variety of reasons. Maybe you feel like you don't have the time or the money or help with your kids to make it happen the way you want it to happen. If that's the case, which sometimes that's legitimate, think of something you can do that's either like adjacent to what you want or completely different, and do a little bit every day, or at least most days. Practice trying something new. I firmly believe that we get better at risk the more we try it.
This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Recently, I was driving the middle school carpool, and the two eighth graders were talking about how they had to take a foreign language in high school next year. One of them said, "Man, why do we have to take a class? Can't we just use Rosetta Stone? That thing works great." And while I tend to stay quiet during carpool, I did pipe up from the front. It really is, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Lazy Genius podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/genius. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/genius today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I am a big-time verbal processor. Sometimes I don't know what I actually think about a situation until I say it out loud. And while I have lots of kind and trustworthy relationships in my life, there is one place that always feels safe no matter what I need to say, and that's when I'm talking to my therapist. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/thelazygenius today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thelazygenius. This episode is sponsored by Squarespace. Hosting the show and running the Lazy Genius Collective is very much a full-time job squeezed into part-time hours. Thankfully, I have found some ways to Lazy Genius my work, including using Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. You can secure a domain, create a site with the all-new guided Squarespace blueprint, and activate easy-to-use payment tools all in one spot. And with Squarespace AI and integrated optimized SEO tools, you can polish what you want to say and get it in front of your people. My team and I just revamped our Squarespace site at the beginning of the year, and I'm still obsessed. It not only looks great, it's easy to navigate as a visitor and as an admin. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/lazygenius to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This episode is sponsored by Olive & June. I found Olive & June in 2020 when we were all looking for new hobbies and things to do. Well, now, almost 4 years later, doing my nails at home with my daughter Annie and Olive & June's Manny system is still one of the things I look forward to every week. Olive & June makes it easy to get a salon-worthy manicure from the comfort of your home. The Manny system has everything you need in one box, salon-grade tools designed just for DIY, and your choice of 6 polish colors. And y'all, the colors they make are stunning. Annie and I just tried out their new colors for Valentine's
Valentine's Day, I'm wearing Love Note, a sparkly nude that matches my skin tone, and Annie is wearing Bouquet, a shimmery pink that matches her personality. Plus, Olive & June's polish is chip-resistant and lasts for 7 days. Visit oliveandjune.com/lazygenius for 20% off your first Manny system. That's oliveandjune.com/lazygenius for 20% off your first Manny system.
Some people are certainly wired better for new experiences more than other people, but folks who are naturally into new things also build up their try new things muscle quicker than the rest of us. We just have to see that everything turns out totally fine if we try something new and it flops. We're not going to burst into flames. We don't lose all of our friends. We don't have to move to a new place where no one knows us because the embarrassment is just too great. You know, like we work ourselves up sometimes to believe that failing leads to a worst case scenario. But if we put ourselves in the position anyway, we quickly see that that is just not true. So I was so nervous to post my watercolors on Instagram. There are several I can think of right now that I wish were not in that 100-day highlight on my profile. They're just so bad. Oh my gosh. But guess what? Guess what? Nobody died. No one is raking me over the coals for posting an average to terrible painting. What it has done is help us all see that trying is the key. Trying the new skill, the different genre of book that you read, the recipe that has intimidated you for such a long time, the major lifelong dream that seems ridiculous, but it feels so essential to your very being that you can't ignore it. Every time you try something new, it lays another brick in that path of trying again. When I think about how I lived most of my life so afraid of new things, because I was really afraid of failing, I think about my own kids. How heartbreaking it would be to see them not try. I encourage them and love them and help them see that fear is okay and it doesn't have to keep them from trying the monkey bars or dancing with their friends or reading a book that feels too hard. And I want to offer the same kindness to myself. I want to give myself the same kind of pep talk that messing up is okay. Doing something wrong, it just makes the next try a little easier and better. I can be worried and feel a little afraid and still do it. It's easy to say those things to my kids, but it's harder to say it to myself. Maybe the same is true for you. So as the summer really begins, is today the actual first day of summer? I think it is. Remember that trying new things is a muscle to develop. If you're scared to try that new thing that really matters, try something that doesn't matter so much. Take the time to build up your muscle if that's what it takes. Or maybe you see that the fear that's keeping you from that new thing isn't worth it, and you're ready to try the important new thing. I would have written a book proposal this summer anyway, but I am so grateful I have this watercolor practice to help me see that not every day has to churn out magic. Some days churn out mediocrity, sometimes even garbage. Some of those paintings, I mean, really guys, they just make me cringe, but it's okay. I'm getting better. But more than that, I'm believing that even garbage, even failing is helpful. It's worth it. It helps me stand taller when I try the next new thing, like writing a book proposal. The other new thing I'm doing, which is doesn't really have a story attached to it, is I am traveling internationally. I'm going to London. I have never bought my own plane ticket before. I have never traveled to another country as like a person who was not on a missions trip at 13 years old. I have never been let loose in a foreign country, even though they do speak English, and say, hey, just go do stuff. I'm terrified, but I'm also so excited because I'm building my try new things muscle. And I can't wait. But that's another reason I need to take some time off, because I'm going to be traveling. Follow me on Instagram at the Lazy Genius. And at some point in July, I'm sure you will see me posing like really weird next to Big Ben or next to those soldiers who aren't supposed to smile. If I find Prince Harry, you will know. Okay, so I will be back in your podcast feed in about 6 weeks. But know that I am thinking of you a ton this summer as I write this book proposal for you, because really it is for you. I mean, the proposal is for publishers to hopefully decide to pay me to write the book and then publish it. But the book that comes out of this is for you. You guys are my favorite. I love this tribe of lazy geniuses so much. And I hope that your summer is restful. It is full of connection and it is full of new things. It all matters. including the failure. That is it for today and for just a little while. I will still be on Instagram at The Lazy Genius, and I'll send out an email or two this summer. And I am particularly excited about the one that includes all the books that I read and stuff I watched all summer that I want to recommend or save you from. If you want to join that mailing list to get my list of summer stuff, you can head to thelazygeniuscollective.com/join, or just click the link in the info section of this episode in your podcast app. I look forward to seeing you back here in August, and for sure, until then, be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. See you soon, guys.
Three great words, free fries Friday, especially when they're used in that exact order. Get a free medium fries with $1 minimum purchase.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Valid one time on Fridays at participating McDonald's through 12/31/24. Excludes tax, must opt into rewards.